SUNY New Paltz faculty members have published a book about the legacy of women's suffrage in New York during a year marking the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, prohibiting states and the federal government from denying the right to vote based on sex. A few of the college's history and political science professors are among the contributors. Suffrage and Its Limits, The New York Story, is a collection of essays edited and partially written by a collective of SUNY New Paltz faculty members. The book developed from an April 2017 conference celebrating the centennial of women winning suffrage in New York, which was co-hosted by the Benjamin Center at SUNY New Paltz and the FDR Presidential Library and Museum. Susan Lewis is a co-editor of the book.
The essence of the conference and the book was that we didn't want to just celebrate the centennial of women getting the vote in New York State. There have been a lot of celebrations, and I have to tell you, I don't approve of all of them. You know, some have been wonderful, but a lot of them, it's almost like they put women in this category where anything they do is so amazing that obviously you're going to celebrate it. And what we wanted to bring was a more scholarly eye to say, okay, what really happened? How can we complicate this story? How are we going to move beyond Anthony and Stanton, for instance, which so many of the centennial celebrations seem to focus on? And Allison, they died and failed. I'm sorry. Their tactics were not successful. I don't think it was their fault. I think that the United States was not ready for women's suffrage in 1848 or 1869 or 1900. But nevertheless, we can't learn the lessons of the successful suffrage movement from looking at them. We have to move beyond that to the people who actually got women's suffrage. And then we need to look at why women's suffrage did not translate into equality for women.
She refers to Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Lewis writes about who she believes is deserving of the credit.
I have a huge bee in my bonnet about this. The woman who is most responsible, I'm just going to say this, for getting the vote in New York and nationally, I believe, is Carrie Chapman Catt. And most Americans and New Yorkers have never even heard of her. But the truth is that women couldn't get the vote unless they convinced men. So I've got here the PBS series that's just coming out, and it says, women weren't given the vote, they took it. No, this is such a lie, because they could not take it. They did not have the power to take it. They did not form a revolution. They convinced men to vote for it in states and nationally.
Director of the Benjamin Center for Public Policy Initiatives, K.T. Tobin, contributes a chapter on women in local politics.
Women can also not just vote for leaders, but actually be leaders themselves. So a lot of the chapters on the present is about just that, you know, how, where are we at in terms of the composition of our elected political bodies, and is there equity there? And the answer is no. Among the 50 states in terms of representation in state legislatures, New York is 19th. In general, women's level of elected office nationally and in the state plateaued after hitting about, you know, 1 in 5 seats in the early 90s, and then, you know, kind of sat there for a while. And then in 2018, women ran for office in record numbers, and New York was part of that, including having the first black woman elected statewide, attorney general, AOC elected to Congress, the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. So there's been a lot of firsts, but whether you look at the national numbers or closer to home here in New York State, you're still looking at about a quarter of the U.S. Senate, about a quarter of the House of Representatives, just under 3 in 10 of state legislatures and statewide elected seats are held by women. So there's still a long way to go in terms of elected representation to get to gender parity.
Tobin is also deputy mayor of the Village of New Paltz.
About 93% of town clerks are women, and almost all the highway superintendents and sheriffs are men. So it's gendered, we would say.
Again, Lewis, who is Emerita Professor of History.
I would really love for this book to be in libraries. And I would really love for this book to be a resource ongoing for students, high school or college, even middle school students, I think, could learn a lot from this book. I think this book would be interesting to any woman politician, any woman interested in politics in New York State. I think this book corrects a lot of misconceptions and opens up new areas for discussion.
Suffrage and Its Limits includes a preface from New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and a final chapter by activist Barbara Smith. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.